I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Facebook and the Spanish Football League have signed a deal to allow users of the social media giant in South Asia to watch matches for free. It's the biggest move yet into sports broadcasting by Facebook. Football is becoming increasingly popular in India. Dave Lee reports.
Starting on Friday, the League of Barcelona and Real Madrid will be available on Facebook free of charge to users in India, Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Nepal, the Maldives, Sri Lanka and Pakistan. All 380 games in the season will be shown. The terms of the deal were not disclosed. It's the latest signing between a major sports league and a tech giant. Facebook already streams live Major League Baseball in the US at a reported cost of $1 million per game.
The Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, has said fuel prices in the country should rise to international levels, ending his government's policy of petrol subsidies. Mr. Maduro said he was acting because smugglers were cheating the country out of millions of dollars of revenue. Like most oil-producing countries, Venezuela has traditionally offered its citizens cheap oil, but its price has hardly changed, despite inflation rates of close to 1,000,000%. There's been some respite for the Turkish lira, which is trading only marginally lower on Asian markets. Measures introduced by the authorities in Ankara on Monday appear to have stemmed the collapse of the value of the currency. An economic adviser to the White House said the sell-off could not have been prompted by the imposition of additional tariffs on Turkish steel and aluminium exports. One of the main causes of tensions between Turkey and the United States, the detention by Ankara of an American pastor, has been discussed at a meeting between the U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton and the Turkish ambassador to Washington. A White House official said the fact that discussions have taken place was positive. Earlier, the foreign minister, Mevlut Çavuşoğlu, said his country would not bow to pressure from the US.
You have to learn that you won't get a result from Turkey by threats and pressure. Is there such a thing as diplomacy, negotiations, political consensus? In a political consensus, there is no pressure or the insistence from one side. Both sides have to sit and meet in the middle. We have this political consensus culture, but it is not possible to accept pressure. The United States has to understand that they can't get anything from Turkey by pressure and sanctions.
This is the World News from the BBC.